Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, want to welcome those joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you could go to www.theshepherdshouse.net for the entire service. Let me say this. I want to encourage everyone that has a computer to go to YouTube and to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's the Shepherd's House Church, Glasgow, Kentucky. And you'll see us click on that and subscribe. And the more subscribers, the more that our church will pop up in the advertisements or whatever over on the side. And that will be inviting more people to watch. That will hopefully get people saved. Also, you can go to Pastor Jimmy Wilson on Facebook and you can follow us, and you'll get a notification every time that we live stream or every time that we post a video or sermon on YouTube, or if you'd rather follow on Facebook, you're welcome to do that, but we encourage you to do that. Also, later in the service today, there'll be a place where you can get information on sending money to help keep our TV and radio programs on the air. We picked up a couple of new supporters. We needed about 200 more supporters, and we've got two, so that started. We're only 198 away now. Thank God for those that are supporting, and if you enjoy this, please help us keep it on the airway. Pray, let the Holy Spirit guide you. I'm not a prosperity preacher, and I'm not going to make you a promise. You may give, and every cow you got may stop giving milk. I'm not making you no promises, but I do know what the Word says about giving, and it's between you and God. But you follow the Holy Spirit, He will not lead you wrong. All right, in the book of Revelation, I want to share some things in chapter number 12. Hopefully this will be an encouragement to you. And then I want to go into Hebrews and finally into St. Matthew. Read a little bit of scripture there, and hopefully the Lord will come by and bless. Revelation 12, verse 7 says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives until the death. Hebrews 9, verse 8 says, The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings, and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the tester liveth. Whereupon, neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all of the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, for without shedding of blood is no remission. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung in him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you today for being such a good God. Father, we thank you for all your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the joy that comes from heaven. I thank you for your love. I thank you for what you've done in the past. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Father, asking you, God, Lord, to anoint us today, for without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we know that all that is said and done would be void and it would be in vain. But Father, through your power, we know, God, you're able, Lord, to lift up, Father, the most impossible thing, Father, to a highest place. Father, I know, God, you're able to bring forth the lowest thing, Lord, Father, from where it's at, God, and move it, Lord, all the way to the top. Father, asking you, Lord, today, God, to move, Lord, in our hearts. Move in this ministry. Touch the hearts of your people. Father, I pray, God, that you would hear from heaven and minister, anoint, and bless. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. Asking you, Father, once again to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise, and no glory would come to me in the flesh. But, Father, that the mighty and loving name of Jesus, Father, would be praised, uplifted, and glorified, Father, from now forevermore. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for it's in Jesus' loving and precious name we pray this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate everyone standing and referencing the reading of the Word of God. The title of the message today is Nothing But the Blood. It takes the blood of Jesus to hide the sins that's in our lives, what we have done, what we have committed. There's no other way to make it to heaven except through and by the blood of Jesus. Doesn't matter how many churches that you went to. It doesn't matter how many the ordinances that you have kept. And without the blood of Jesus, we're not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Nothing but the blood. Amen. It takes the blood of Jesus. I'm thankful today, amen, that God can take one drop of that precious blood of the Lamb and cover a multitude of our sins. I'm thankful that God can wash away every sin that we ever committed, every offense. When we offended the Holy Ghost, He can wash that away through the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Today, if you've got dirty, soiled clothes, sometimes you have to have some special detergent to get them clothes clean. I didn't know that much about washing clothes until after Jenny passed away, and I inherited everything that she did. On top of everything that I do, and she done the laundry there for a number of years. But I found a box of borax sitting there on the dryer, and I know what that was for when you got them tough stains, you know. Add a little borax in there, and that'll make her white and bright. Also learned, amen, that to have some spray and wash. If you got one of them nasty stains, you can take that spray and wash and spray on that spot. Put it in the wash machine there, and a little borax in with it if you got to have it. And when it comes out, boy, they smell just as fresh and just as clean as can be. But I'll tell you something a lot stronger, amen, than borax, something a lot stronger than bleach, something stronger than Tide, amen, or any of those things. It's the blood of Jesus. He can take the darkest heart that there is in the world, amen, and apply His blood, amen, to that spotted up heart, and it becomes clean. Though our sins be as scarlet, He said He'd make them white as snow. Amen. Though they be red like crimson, He said, I'll make them white as wool. Amen. I'm thankful that He can do that. Excuse me, and He does. Amen. To those that believe and call upon Him, I'm thankful He can take the dirtiest person in the country, amen, and wash away everything they ever done. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the blood that was shed on the cross? Aren't you thankful that there's a way that's already been made by our Savior? Aren't you thankful, amen, that He's a God, amen, that's able, amen, to tear down strongholds and to rebuild our lives? Amen. He can take a broken heart, amen, that has no hope, and give us a vision. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people will perish. That's not only talking about the vision of the church. It's talking about the vision of the individual also. When you've lost your hope, amen, you don't have much to live for. Amen. But I want you to know there's always hope in Jesus. No matter what you're going through, He can change it, and He will change it when we put our faith in our trust in Him. Bring your dirty stains, amen, to Jesus. Bring your mishaps and your failures. Bring them to the Lord and let Him plunge you in the blood that was shed on the cross, the blood of a holy Savior, the blood, amen, that has redeeming power. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For His mercy and redeeming grace. Thank God. Amen. For the washing power. Amen. Listen, He can take a drug addict. Amen. That's tried every program. Amen. That there is. And they've went and they've worked and they've labored. And they went through things to try to get help. But they can bring that trouble. Amen. To Jesus. And He'll wash them clean. He'll set them free because of the blood and the power, amen, that's in the blood. I'm thankful, amen, to be dipped, amen, in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Years ago, they used to take, and I know they still do, they would take dogs in the summertime, and they would dip them. They put them in a tub and put some of that stuff in that water that would kill the fleas and kill the ticks. They would take that dog and dip it there, call it a dog dipping. Boy, I tell you what, I know some people needs to be dipped in the blood, don't you? Amen, needs to be saturated. Amen, go all the way for Jesus. Did you notice there in the Word of God, amen, where the Word says, amen, to take this blood, which was the wine, amen, when they were having communion, and he said, drink all of it. Notice he didn't say take a sip. He didn't say just a touch, a little drop, amen, in your mouth. But he said, the wine that I give you, he said, drink all of it. You need every bit of the blood. You need every bit of the redemption, amen, that comes from heaven. Thank God for the redeeming power. Never thought about it, but I wore a red shirt today. Going to preach on the blood and never put it together to right now. I know now why I had to wear that red shirt. I couldn't get away from it. I said, I wonder what I'm going to wear, and that red shirt came to my mind. I went right straight to the closet and got it. Amen. We need the blood. I'm covered in the blood. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm serving notice on the devil. You can go to the Lord and accuse me all you want to. Amen, but I got it took care of. Amen, all those things you accuse me of, I got them washed away. Amen, see, I'm thankful that the Father, he's not going to look, amen, on the day, amen, listen, when all of life is over, he's not going to look at the list, at the boo-boos. He's going to look and see if we got blood. And if that blood's been worn across our name, amen, there's nothing there, amen, to be held against us because we got it under the blood. It doesn't matter what it is in your life, that needs to be fixed. Amen. You get it plunged. Amen. In the blood. Amen. Get dipped in the blood of the Lamb, and everything's going to be okay. My, I'm thankful. Amen. The Lord can take the worst alcoholic, amen, that there is in the area. Amen. And he can wash away all the things that they did. Brother Jimmy, they'll still want to drink. No, if they get washed real good in the red blood, amen, it kills all of that desire. Amen. For alcohol, you won't want it anymore. You won't have to have it anymore because the blood, amen, will overwhelm and smother those things out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that the handwriting of ordinances against us has been blotted out. Now you can take a piece of paper and you can write down something on that piece of paper, and you can go back and take a yellow magic marker and draw over that, and you can even read it better than you did when you wrote it. You can take green, you can take whatever, and you can still kind of see, amen, what's through that. I'm thankful today that Jesus can take the blood, amen, and cover it up. And whatever's written there, it's not there anymore. It's not seen. Amen. Listen here in the Word of God. Amen. In Book of Revelation, amen, said that they were overcomers. They overcame, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. What is the word of their testimony? The word of their testimony is this: I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was delusional, but now I'm thinking straight. I once was seeking after the things of this world to make me happy, but now I know that the only peace is in Jesus Christ. The only hope, amen, is because of the cross. Amen. Now listen, when you have to pray for things, you may have to pray for weeks, months, and even years, amen, before God comes through for you. We got a family sitting back there now, prayed for something for 3 years, and God's moved now. Thank God. I'm thankful for that. Amen. It looked pretty impossible, didn't it, brother? Amen. Everybody kept trying to discourage it, saying it ain't never going to happen, but it did. Amen. I'm thankful that God, amen, is able to move in our lives. Thank God for that. Amen. Whatever your problem is, amen, you need to bring it to Jesus. I know there's many that's tried a little bit of everything. Amen. Some's went to this church and went to that church and went to another church. Amen. You need to try Jesus. Amen. Let him put you where you're supposed to be and park it. Park it. Amen. Stay there till they roll your coffin out. Amen. Amen. The door. And God will feed you and God will bless you. Listen, you don't want to get out of the will of God when you do things that's going to start tearing up. Motors in your car will start blowing and everything. You'll be walking and living hell. You'll be miserable as miserable can be. Amen. Until you get that blood applied, amen, to your life and you find out what God's will is for you in your life and you seek the face of the Lord. When you get covered in the blood, you're not going to be looking for all this other stuff, amen, to keep you happy. You know what it's going to take, amen, to make you happy. Amen. I've said this, I don't know how many times, hardest trial in 42 years of ministry was losing my wife. I could have turned to alcohol, except I know it won't help me, and I know it stinks. I might as well get a cup and dip it in a septic tank. Nasty mess. I don't want the stuff. Amen. I could have tried drugs. Amen. I'm bad half nuts as it is. I don't need something to make me dumber. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I could have tried going to a doctor and getting a pill, amen, to help me. The doctor said, now, if you need something, let me know. I don't care to help you. And I just looked at him. I thought it'd be a cold day in August when that happens. Amen. I know where to get my help. Amen. It's through prayer. I know where my help comes from. It comes from the hills of glory. That's where my help comes through. I fight my battles on my knees. I call upon the blood of the Lamb. Amen, to cover me, amen, and to hide, amen, my sins and my guilt and all of those things. I thank God for that. I'm thankful, amen, that I've been redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, and I'm expecting God to bless. I'm expecting God to move in my life. Listen, folks, you lose your hope, and I'll tell you what, you're going to get in bad shape. Amen, I know I lost my wife. Amen. But God's doubling my anointing. Amen. Through this time that I'm going through. Amen. A lot of things. Amen. That'll come against you. You're going to have. Amen. Bad times. There's going to be bad things. Amen. That's going to come upon you. But God's going to get you through it. And He'll help you. Oh, listen. The Bible says that the end shall not come unless there first be a falling away. We see where a lot of people have fell away. I've talked to a lot of pastors, and it's very discouraging. Tried to pastor a church, amen, in this day and time. But I want you to know, amen, there's hope, amen, and there's help coming. I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, things going to turn around for long. Mm-hmm. Why would he turn around? Every time that America went to church, it was because hell hit them. There was a war. There was a catastrophe. There was something, amen, brought them back to the Lord. Amen. And I believe that's going to happen as we get closer to the last days. Amen. When he comes to the place that you can't eat and you can't find no way to get a hold of anything to eat and get your bills paid, amen, it'll cause you to pray. It'll cause you to seek the face of the Lord. I pray every day for people. Amen. In the last few weeks, I've been also praying for myself. Lord, save me from this. Now, I've been saved from my sins. I've been washed in the blood. But Lord, save me from this hardness that I'm going through. Deliver me, Lord, from this temptation, through this time of testing in my life. Lord, don't let me be tempted to walk away and to throw up my hands and quit because of the way that people are doing. Lord, help me not to be tempted into backing off on preaching the truth because people can't take it because their faith level is so shallow. Lord, help me to stand for what's right. And I know if I don't have but five left in the church, amen, God's going to move on them five. Jesus only had 12, and he turned the world upside down, and one of them was a devil. Woo-wee. Sometimes I think, boy, it's rough being a pastor. Jesus had a hard time being a pastor too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I think, Lord, it ain't fair. You only had one devil in your group. Amen. But I know God's going to get us through. Amen. Everything. Amen. Covered by the blood. Amen. It takes the blood. Amen. Different one says, how am I going to get through this? Amen. The blood. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. Over. Amen. Every situation. I'm praying and pleading the blood of Jesus. Amen. Over my ministry. Amen. Over the financial things. I think things is going to pick up. Amen. Since we got a president, it's going to open the country back up again. Amen. Next year, thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for change. We only had one direction to go. Amen. And that was up. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. That God heard the prayers. Amen. Of the people. Different ones said, I can't believe that the presidential election went the way that it did. It's because a sleeping giant got up and went and voted. Amen. The lazy ones decided, I'm going to get up and go do something about it. Amen. Listen, I'm thankful that the blood, amen, still works. I'm thankful that God is still large and in charge of everything. Amen. I'm not making funeral plans. Amen. I'm making plans for ministry. Amen. For the church to grow. Brother Jimmy, are you going to get some to come back that's left? Amen. I think that we will. And some of them, amen, probably won't. We're going to get some new ones to come in. Amen. Praise God. I'm praying for a move of God. Amen. Some of you's been dead for years. Don't let me offend you. I'll try to walk around you and not wake you up. Amen. Listen, but the rest of us, amen, that wants, amen, to see souls saved, we're going to bind together and we're going to pray. Amen. No matter how small that the group is, and we're going to see God move. Amen. I'm going to believe. Amen. When I pray, I'm not going to pray, oh, it ain't going to do no good, but I'll go ahead and pray anyhow. Whew. I'm just wore out and tired of praying. Seems like nothing ain't going to happen. Amen. We pray like that, you might as well be watching Andy Griffith. Amen. And whistling. Amen, for the good that it's going to be doing. But when we pray with a positive attitude that my God is going to listen to me, not because I'm perfect, not because that I'm good, but because I've been washed in the red blood of Jesus, because my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and because he's going to hear my prayer, not because I'm pretty, not because that I'm good, but because I believe. Amen. See, what God wants us to do today is to believe. Amen. Stand up and proclaim, amen, the blood of Jesus. When the devil comes by, amen, and goes to haunting you, amen, over your past, you need to tell the devil, you need to go back and look again, buddy, because it's been covered by the red blood of Jesus. And I don't have a past anymore. What past? I don't have a past. My past is over. All I've got is a future.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.